You're listening to the Intuitive Souls podcast. I am your host, Tara Caruso, and this podcast is designed to educate, inspire, and enlighten. Let's wake up together. Hey guys, and welcome to the Intuitive Souls podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. Super excited that the universe led you here. Super pumped. If you are an OG, you know I say this every episode, but I fucking love you. Thank you for coming back. Thank you for your support. Thank you for listening and taking these conversations and these tools and everything that I put into this podcast and bringing it into your life to create a magical life for yourself. This is what this podcast is about. And you guys, I just love each and every one of you. And if you guys are on IG, please, please go ahead and follow me. And when you're listening to the podcast, be sure to take a screenshot of it and send it to me or tag me in it because I want to connect with you guys. I want to see what your takeaways are with every episode, you know, what your favorite episodes are, what, you know, what you want to learn about. So let's use this IG story to our advantage because I want to hear what you guys want more of so I can give it to you. So be sure to do that. Now, I don't know, like with everything going on in the world today, like it is a heavy, heavy energy. There is no doubt about it. And I fully support the movement and I am just with each and every one of you. I just don't know what to say or do. And I've just been very, I don't want to say silent because I've voiced my support with what is happening, but I'm also muting myself because I know that I am a white female and I do have privilege. So I just want to be there and I want to show empathy and I want to hold space for those who are fighting for their freedom and are fighting for equal rights because it's just not my arena and I don't want to be the one to, I will be on the sidelines, but I'm just, I know my privilege and I'm here for it and I understand it. And I'm just here to show that I know we are equal and I see each and every person as a soul. And that's just it. Like, I don't look at anything else but your soul. And I support each and every one of you. And I hope that everybody is, you know, taking the extra time to ground yourself a little bit more, even if you're doing it on a daily basis, if you're grounding and meditating or protecting each and every day with this intense energy, it's so much more important to ground even more. So if you're just doing that 5-minute meditation grounding, just make sure you're taking some time to maybe connect with nature. Just go walk barefoot for a couple of minutes in your yard. Just, it helps. Like I did it yesterday. You know, I just went outside and without any shoes on and I was just like walking around my yard, just being outside and allowing Mother Nature to just kind of take away some of that energy that I was holding on to, and it helps. So just be sure that you are grounding yourselves. It really does help. And just create space for those who are in a place of fighting or in a place of rage or in a place of fear, because that's all we can do. And I hope that everybody is staying safe and I hope that everybody is just doing the best they can with the cards that, you know, our society has been dealt right now. So, you know, in this time, I released an episode, an early episode on Monday of a conversation I had way back in the heyday with Sydney Batista, who is the owner of Candela Hypnosis and Psychic Services. She's amazing. We always have a great conversation when we connect. And we just spoke about tarot and basically what we've learned along our journey because we both read tarot. And it was actually one that people really enjoyed. So I wanted to re-release it because obviously it's hard to go back to like, I think it was like the third episode. So I don't know if you've made your way from the, you know, all the way back, but I re-released it for you. Now, this episode, this is with Zineb Nesru, and we spoke about meditation, and we spoke about our own journeys through it and how healing and transformational it has been. And I wanted this conversation to be here in the present moment because I think that it can really help us. I think that it can really help people and society and everything that's going on to just shed a little bit of light about the power of meditation and how it can help us during this time. So I hope that this conversation gets to the ears that need to hear it because it was a really beautiful conversation. I still remember. I think we legit spoke over a year and a half ago. I connected with her. And it's still one of those conversations that I've had that I was like, God, that was a good conversation. I hope that it gets to the person that needs to hear it because she's wonderful with her words. So that is that. And just remember that my Empowered Empath course is on sale this week only until Friday, the 12th. For $37. This course is revised, revamped, fucking amazing. I touch on everything that I wanted to touch on, how to cultivate balance as an empath, how to deal with narcissists, how to deal with energetic vampires, the red flags, you name it. I really touched on it and I threw a lot of bonuses in there for you. So if you are interested in grabbing it, this is the lowest price it will ever be. So head on over to my website. It will be right in the homepage for you to go and grab it. And I hope that you guys enjoy it. Oh, and another thing that I'm really excited about, because you guys know how obsessed I am with subliminals, I have created subliminals for the Empowered Empath course that will be delivered to your inbox as soon as you watch the first video, I believe. I think that's how I set it up. But you are going to get some subliminals to help you empower yourself through your subconscious mind. How exciting is that? So guys, definitely be sure to check that out. Enjoy this conversation. And I love you guys. I'll see you soon. Zineb, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me with you, Erica. I'm so pleased.
Yeah. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background?
Of course. So I'm Zineb Nesru. I'm 32 years old. I'm based between Paris and London right now. My background is I used to work for a corporate job before. When I graduated, when I was 25, I just joined a corporate company till I turned 30. And that wasn't something that was fulfilling my soul. So I decided to go on the one way, like with a one way ticket all the way to the other side of the world. So I traveled to Australia. I don't know why Australia. It just felt right.
Wow.
You know, there are just voices inside of you that you just like, sometimes you receive a message like, where is that even coming from? And yes, that was one of these aha moments. And I had no clue what Australia. I just bought a one-way ticket. I didn't know anyone over there at the time. Arrived there, I bought my van, I started to travel. That was the core. That was the why behind me leaving. But what I found actually is way, way more deeper than anything I've ever dreamt of. I finally found myself. I defined my why. I found why I'm here on this earth and what is the thing that I would love to be doing and that would make my soul sing every single day. Like, you know, when you have this aha moment, not every year, not every 10 years, but every single day. That was then when I decided to completely shift from finance and logistics, because I was in shipping before, to more of a holistic approach and be in touch with nature and help others to discover their why. Because at the end of the day, we're all on this journey. And I love, like I call that trip now, I'm calling it a journey within, because this is how it all started. You go on the look for something else and it happened on your way. That thing that you've been always looking for is you, and that you find yourself.
Yes. Yes, definitely. I never traveled to Australia, but I had a very similar experience where you know what you're doing isn't yours and you're not really feeling it. You're not in alignment with the universe. And
when you go searching for the end product or, you know, your soul purpose, it's the journey. It's that's what I realize. It's the journey to, you know, what you're trying to find. That's what's going to bring you to where you're supposed to be. So you are a life strategist and you use meditation really as like your core tool to help your clients. So did you find meditation when you went to Australia, or was this something that you always knew about?
I've heard about meditation before. As I said, I turned 30 over there and I heard about it, but I've never ever in my life sit down in quietness with myself in meditation, never. It was in Australia when I was introduced to it, but not as in practice, when I started to hear more about meditation and more about it. And I came across Vipassana through a person who is now a dear friend of mine. He told me about Vipassana, and I was like, wow, what is this? And then the more he was talking to me about it, it's like the craziest he sounded to me. I was like, all right, I didn't think that that thing was for me. It was at the start of my journey in Australia. Like, literally, I met that person in January. I landed in December. I was like, no, meditation, not something for me, not something I'm interested in. And throughout this journey, like, the more I dive deep into it, the more I get in touch with myself. And the moment I realize that I need quietness within me, because I just can't deal with the chatter of the mind. So the first time that I experienced this really quietness, it was thanks to Eckhart Tolle and the book, The Power of Now. I've never ever before realized how important it is to be fully in the present. And that was a kind of meditation. You don't have to be, I didn't have to be cross-legged with like my chin mudra, sitting down, eyes closed. I was just walking. I read a chapter of by the beach and I was walking. I was like, oh wow, I remember that chapter. Like, it was, I was reading it yesterday. It was about when you bring all of your focus and attention into your now, you just realize and start noticing the things happening around you and really bring all your attention and focus on everything, like the colors, the things that usually this peripheral vision that we have that we rarely use, just become aware of like the colors, how you're moving your hands, how you're breathing. That was really the start. And then I decided after a few months, really, I started to notice that my mind was like going on and off. And I was like, okay, maybe I should try meditation. And it was not in Australia. I was planning to do it in Australia, but it was till New Zealand, a year and a half later, that I had my first 10-day silence retreat, with Vipassana silence retreat in north of Auckland in New Zealand. And that was life-changing for me.
Wow.
That was, I remember that particular day where it might sound bizarre, but you're so much into yourself and so much into your breath, because at the end of the day, the breath is what links the outside world and the inside world. So when you're bringing all your attention to your breathing, you're kind of forcing your mind to really bring in that attention and focus into one thing. And that way the mind cannot go all around, and you start noticing things happening within you. The things that they've always been there. It's just you've never, ever like seen them or experienced them or felt them within you. And I was like, wow. And it was, I really never was thinking that I was able, because if you haven't heard about Vipassana, there is, as from the third day, you have to be sitting. And once you took the pose, the asana, like once you're set, you can't move for an hour.
Oh, wow.
And that was like... I'm not going to be able to do it. Like, before I started, I was like, oh, no, that's not something I'm going to do. And actually, I surprised myself that not only I did it, but when the gong, I was ready to keep going. And it was kind of an out-of-the-body experience. It was like, my body, I am the one in control of everything. I decide my body will stay there and my mind can go and wonder. I decide to be fully present. That was the start of the whole a new journey for me. And this is when I decided that meditation is part of my daily practice since that day.
Oh my, that sounds like my husband practices strong determination sitting, and that's basically it. What it is. And he, exactly. The first time he ever did it, like he came up to me after, like, I think he did it for an hour and a half. And he was like, that is like a whole different level of meditation. So I can only imagine what that was like for you.
Your husband, when he come back, is like, you have to try this. You have to come with me next time. Because I was like, all about, oh, people try this. You're going to come with me next time. I was like trying to convince people.
I'm so happy with my mindfulness meditation habit every day, and it has brought me so much clarity and peace. And, you know, my husband, we both started our meditation journey together, and we kind of like went separate paths, and he started really looking into, self-inquiry work and strong determination sitting. And when he was describing that to me, the strong determination sitting, I was like, just hearing about it, just having to sit there and not move and look at, you know, a wall or something, I'm like, that is on a whole other level. So I can only imagine how life-changing that was for you. One second, my dog. Okay, so what is the most common problem your clients have when they're starting their meditation practice?
The most common problem is meditation takes time you have just to allow things to happen. And a lot of time, and the resistance that there is about meditation is that we want that quietness instantly, mm-hmm. but it takes practice. You have to be willing to be sitting and just allowing what is to be. And whenever your mind wanders around, that's fine. You don't have to be judging yourself. It was like, all right, that thing is not for me. Now, this is when you have to keep going and not giving up. And I believe that is one of the harder things that people, they want instant results, but the results come with practice. The more you practice, the more you're challenging your mind, the more your mind will start to obey to the orders that you're giving it. It doesn't come overnight. So you might experience a glance. Like sometimes when I started, I was sitting for an hour for 3 seconds quietness. And then the more you realize that it takes practice. So at the end of my 10 days, my first 10 days meditation, I've done a few of them. At the end of these 10 days, then you start to experience, oh, there is a 5 minute here, or sometimes it lasts for 10 minutes. And that overall is your journey. Like there's no right or wrong. Right. I'm just like, the common problem is that people want fast results and then they give up when they don't start seeing the results. While with meditation is really, it really takes time. It really takes that persistence and taking yourself. And a lot of people think as well, one of the common, I won't call it mistake, but the common thing that you don't have to be sitting and cross-legged in order for you to meditate. You can be bringing that awareness while you're walking. There are different kinds of meditation.
Absolutely.
When they start, to start with themselves, because it's sometimes hard to juggle with your inner world while you're interacting with other things. So I personally advise people to be in a quiet place in the room to start meditation and to start their practice. But there's not one way of meditation. That is also another thing that people deal with. Like, oh yeah, I don't want to be sitting inside of my house with myself for 2 hours. Like, no, you don't have to do this. You can be outdoor. We need the mindfulness of the practice.
Absolutely. It's called meditation practice, not meditation perfect.
Absolutely. Exactly. Yeah. It's a practice. It takes time. It takes repetition. The key is really to repeat every single day.
Yes. Yeah. That's the funniest thing is like, I have so many people that they see such a difference in me, since I started my daily meditation practice. And then the first thing that comes out of their mind is like, well, I can't stop my thoughts. And I'm like, well, congratulations, nobody can. Like,
exactly.
Like, it's not about stopping your thoughts. It's just about quieting the mind. And even if the thoughts come in, at least you're making a conscious effort to quiet your mind.
You know, I love that you said the word daily practice and daily, yes. Because yes, it's daily practice to achieve that level. And as people ask you, and that is also a common problem, that people say, yeah, I can't stop my mind. I can't stop my thoughts. We have between 60 to 70,000 thoughts a day. We're not going to stop them, but we have the power to really have this quiet in your mind, or choosing at least the thoughts that we want to have, instead of just juggling with this 60 to 70,000 thoughts a day without having any control about what's happening within.
Exactly. Yes. It's so nice to talk to somebody that does a daily meditation habit. It really is, because I can sit here and I can tell someone who's never meditated a day in their life, like, what has it brought to me? And they still just kind of, you can see that they still don't get it. Because they're not living my life. They're not living my experience. So until you have someone who's doing a daily meditation habit, you kind of know, you you get each other. You know what I mean? Because you're, you know, the person that's doing meditation, you know, starting meditation, and they're only doing it once a week for 20 minutes, you're not going to see my world, and you're not going to see how I perceive meditation and how it has affected me, because I do it every day. You know, it's just like going to the gym. It's the more you put into it, the more effort you make, the higher the results.
Like, it's like everything, to be a master in something, it takes exactly. repetition, and it doesn't, it's not once a year or once a month. It takes daily practice.
Exactly.
Like I'm also, and there's some, when I started my journey as well, there's some postures that I couldn't do, like mm-hmm. standing on my hands or headstand. That, do things, takes practice, because there mm-hmm. are muscles that you need to build. And it's the exact same thing with meditation. It's, you're building your muscle, you're building that brain to obey you, because you are the master, not the mind.
Exactly. So, you know, what are your three top tips for anyone who is interested in starting a mindfulness or meditation practice?
Okay, my first biggest tip is to start. A lot of people are willing to say, it's like my goals for January, oh yeah, my God, I want to be doing this, but they never actually start.
Mm-hmm.
The main thing is really to start doing it. It doesn't take, like, you can go on YouTube. There are tons and thousands of free meditations for all levels.
Right.
Choose the one that resonates with you. Mm-hmm. Then, like, try different, like, sometimes people just want to sit in quietness to start with. Some people might need mantras. Some people might need chanting. Whatever is suitable for you, that's the thing that's for you. There's no right or wrong here. Whatever resonates with you is what's right for you. Mm-hmm. The first thing. The second thing is to stick to it. We are not getting results straight away. Once you started, I'm not asking you to sit for an hour of strong determination when you start, but allow 5 minutes in the morning and 5 minutes in the evening for this. Make it a habit, because a habit is a thing that is hard to break. If you're doing it only once, it's not going to work, because you might start to feel in that you're mastering it, but mastery comes with repetition. That is a tip number two. Tip number three, for the people who are interested in mindfulness and meditation, is really to go easy on themselves as well. Sometimes we're so hard on ourselves. When we don't get instant results, we blame it on ourselves. No, there's nothing wrong with you guys. You are doing amazing. Mm-hmm. Just take it easy. Like everything in life, as I said, the two and three are coming together. It takes practice. It takes time before you get to that level of really mastering. And as I said, when I started, it took me 10 days of 10 hours meditation of a day to get 5 minutes. And the trick is, once you start, when you stop and you break that habit, you go back to zero.
Yes.
And that's the thing. It's not, you're not, I was like, oh my gosh, I haven't exercised. Like, if you're lifting weight and you haven't exercised for a year, you're not going to go back to lifting 200 pounds. You, your muscles and your body needs to readjust as well, and it takes time.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Start. Wherever you are, just start. Take that. Allow yourself the time every day to start. Choose whatever is convenient for you. Start with songs if you want. Start with complete silence. Reach out to people. They're definitely, like, or join groups. That would be actually my third tip. We don't leverage enough the power of other people. And if there are different meetings in all the cities in the world, wherever you are in the world, even online, there are free guided meditations online, live with people. We can ask your questions. Use this, make them, like, really, like, use whatever is available to you, and then just wait to, and do not just wait for like, for it to be. Allow yourself really that space and that time to start, master it, be easy on yourself, choose whatever is good, is working for you. And then, yeah, do it with, have an accountability person, but hold into it. Make it a daily habit. 5 minutes in the evening, 5 minutes in the morning, and 5 minutes in the evening. And I love linking meditation with gratitude exercise. Like, just when you're laying in your bed at the end of the day, that is also a kind of meditation. You're just laying with yourself in your bed, closing your eyes, and no, do not rewire what didn't work in your day, but be grateful for 2-3 things that happen during that day to be grateful for. This is also kind of meditation because you're guiding your thoughts towards something that you enjoyed. And that also brings that feeling within. And it has actually an even bigger impact that the last thoughts of your day will become the first thoughts of the next morning because you're marinating your thoughts the whole evening. So you have eight hours of marination. So choose the thoughts that you want to have. And I believe that finishing your day with meditation, no phones, please allow, put your phones and social media away for at least 2 hours before you go to bed.
Yes, absolutely. So I just want to give, you know, like you said, it's a very personal practice and it's something that, you know, your meditation practice is your connection to your soul. I mean, this is how I perceive it. Okay. So, you know, what Zineb does on her meditation practice and what I do, it's what we do. So I would like to give the listeners, you know, what we do for our meditation practices just to show them how different, you know, everybody's practice is and how it works regardless, you know? So how do you start your day and end your day with meditation?
Okay. So meditation is absolutely the first thing that I start my day with. Like even when I'm still lying in bed, once I start bringing this awareness into this physical world, my first three things is like saying thank you. This is how I start my day every day. Saying thank you to three things like my breath, my pillowcase, my pillow, my cover, being alive, my nephew, anything. I do three things to be thankful for. And then I sit down and it really varies from a day to another. Sometimes I just want to be sitting in quietness with myself. So I allow myself between 15 to half an hour daily. In the morning, well, I'm just closing my eyes and breathing and following the path of the breath. If I really reach that deep meditation level, I can go and try to play with the sensation that I feel inside me, and that's another level. And sometimes my mind was just like wandering so much that I use also mantras still, even though I have a daily practice. Sometimes just my mind doesn't want to stop. I was like, you know what? Today is a mantra day.
Yes.
Or today, extra help. So this is what we say. Mm-hmm. Mainly, I really like the quietness. You're just sitting with yourself early in the morning. I praise the early risers. So early in the morning and saying and talking to yourself and being and just being with yourself and closing your eyes and just following your breath. The breath has a journey and every inhale and exhale is a different one. And we are evolving after every inhale and every exhale. So the breath that we take in a second ago is not the same breath that I'm taking out and not the same breath as the new one. So when you realize that everything around you is evolving and new, also a new person, that means you also, every thought that you're having can be, you can choose to have a new one. And then when you just bring into that perspective that you become powerful, that you are actually powerful and that meditation is a tool that helps you to quieten your mind and just to look over what's really happening within. In what I use, we call them Sankara. Sankaras is like this really deep rooted issues that we have. And then sometimes you really need that quiet place for them to start coming up to the surface and releasing. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. And that's absolutely fine. When I feel that my mind I can't get my mind where I want it to get, I just play a mantra or I repeat my mantra or I play a song or I play my affirmations. There are different ways of meditation and it really varies from a day to another. My favorite one is really sitting with myself because I feel that we don't allow that time of quietness, just one-on-one with self.
Right. And I remember that can be very intimidating, that being alone with yourself. And I think that's a lot of it when you were talking about meditation practices. I remember when I started practicing, I was like, I don't know. It's the fear of being alone with yourself.
Oh, absolutely.
And your thoughts. Cause your mind is not trained to, you know, stop the thoughts and push them back at first. But I'm telling you that time, you know, I look forward to my meditation every single day and I am kind of like you. I do. I have the, Louise Hay, affirmation cards. Yeah.
Hey.
Yes. So I will, as soon as I wake up in the morning, even before I, get out of bed, I will do a 15-minute meditation, and then I'll pull a card for myself for the day. And you know, there are days I do it at least, I really try to stick to 2 times a day because I see such an intense difference in my mood and, you know, the calmness level throughout the day. So I'll do it in the morning and then in the evening, but you know, life's crazy. And sometimes we will not have that 15 minutes to sit down with ourselves in the quiet. And I notice such a difference in just skipping one of the meditations. That like the next day, just like how you were saying, like the next day when I start my meditation, I'm like, wow, it's really a lot harder to stop the thoughts.
Really?
Yeah. But you know, it really is. It's, you know, meditation is, I just can't get over the benefits of it. And I really have to say, you're not going to reap the benefits, as many benefits, if you don't do it every day. Because I know a lot of people that will do it just when their anxiety levels are high, or, you know, they'll do it just once a week and, you know, for self-care, and it helps them, but the benefits, it's like taking amoxicillin for the day instead of 10 days. You'll feel better. You'll feel better for that one day, but it's not going to heal the whole sickness, you know? Absolutely. So you really have to be cautious. You really want to incorporate it every day. You know, and like I said, it's so personal. It's absolutely, it's such an amazing experience. And I cannot endorse the power of meditation enough. Just, I'm sure as you too, you can as well.
Yes. Yeah. If there's one tip for any people, is that at least try it once. Like,
right.
There are no rules.
Right.
I believe 1 hour a week is better than nothing, but in order for you to experience all the benefits, it's a daily practice, and it doesn't have to be 15 minutes.
Right.
Like sometimes it takes like what, a minute? Like,
right.
Like no one that, like, you can be sitting in your bed still, or allowing that minute before you get into the rush and just experience that moment of quietness before you jump into it. And I go back to the analogy, like, we use our phones for at least 3 to 4 hours a day.
Wow.
And that's like 3 hours or 4 hours. Imagine you cut in your phone 10 minutes shorter, like the amount of time you spend it on your phone, and that time you allow it for yourself. Mm-hmm. But there's a great thing that you mentioned earlier, that we are actually scared to be with ourselves.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Yeah, absolutely. I remember that was my biggest thing, was like, when I first started, I was like, I don't know if I want to be alone with myself, because it's like, what's going to come up? And that's you it. Really, you know,
and
when you understand, and this is through meditation that I learned to understand that my thoughts, I'm not my thoughts.
Exactly. They're not even yours.
Exactly.
That's a powerful thing.
Exactly.
Like, we pick up things happening, like when you're walking and you listen to music, or we're driving and there are ads, like all their thoughts are stored in your subconscious mind. And sometimes I'll take the first time when I set into meditation, my mind was so bored that it started asking me, it was like, oh, how is this person doing? I was like, but I haven't seen this person in 20 years. I was like 3 years old at the time. So how would I know?
Right.
And just things that really come to the surface, and you use a word that is extremely important, healing. Mm-hmm. I believe meditation is a healing technique that really can heal whatever is happening inside of you. The relationship with yourself, how you perceive yourself, the self-confidence that you have about you.
Right.
And when you're realizing that the thoughts that you have in your mind are not even yours, that what you feel about yourself, maybe it was just the way you're conditioned to think or feel about yourself. And you are way more than that. That is when the shift happens.
Yes. It's, you know, we all have our stuff. We all have our junk. We've all, you know, experienced tragedy and heartbreak and everything. And it's the human way to hold on to this. It's the human way to hold on to fear, to hold on to anxiety, to hold on to the story that we tell ourselves of who we are and why we're like this and why we're depressed.
Yes.
And when you quiet that story, when you put that story on pause and you really give yourself an outsider perspective, you understand that there's no power there. There's no power in that story that we're telling ourselves, you know, because we are not our thoughts. And that is the number one thing that meditation teaches us, is that we are not our thoughts.
Thoughts, and we're not our bodies either.
Right, exactly.
So all the pain. So when you're sitting for an hour, I can tell you that the pain starts to tear you apart. And when you decide that that pain, one, is temporary, and it's not going to last because nothing lasts. And the two, that you're not your thoughts, but you're not your body. Everything just vanishes, and everything just become like a mere eraser. So I was like, wow.
Right.
If I'm close and I'm not my body, I am beyond that.
Yes.
I am the power that creates all things. I'm part of the universe.
Exactly. Exactly. It's so, I can't tell you, like, we are here on this planet and we all ask the same questions. Why are we here? What are we doing? Why is there fear? Why is there hate? And if everybody, I am a firm believer that if every single soul on this earth just practiced a daily meditation habit, this world will be a lot nicer of a place.
Different place. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because what you're pointing out here is that usually we are in war with ourselves, and that war that we have within is a reflection in the outer world.
Mm-hmm.
So if we are in peace with ourselves, we're not going to go and fight other people, because I'm happy with what I am. I'm at peace with myself. So I'm not going to go and look for problems, literally. I'm going to look for a problem, and I'm at peace with myself, and all I want for the others is to reach the same peace.
Right.
It's like a whole different world, like this beautiful universe that I'm dreaming about. That, like, my vision for the world is people, empowering people, people who have reached that really deep level of knowing themselves, of not being scared anymore.
Yes.
Of being just one with one another. And I love that you mentioned Louise Hay and the affirmations, because she does the mirror exercise. And that exercise is so hard for so many people.
Oh, yeah.
Not used to look at ourselves with, oh, my God, I'm beautiful. It's like the first time when you, the first thing that you do is like, oh, my God, like my first gray hair. Oh, my God, look at my wrinkles.
Yeah.
How often do you look at ourselves and, oh, wow, you are actually beautiful. Like, look at yourself directly in the mirror. This is a kind of meditation as well. Just spending time with yourself and praising yourself.
Right. There's so many meditations. There's so many apps out there. I do want to point out, I use the Calm app. There's the Aware app. There's just so many apps. And when you are starting out, I do recommend using guided meditation, because being with your thoughts when you're just starting out, it's going to make you stop. 'Cause you're going to realize that your thoughts are very, very powerful in the beginning. Your thoughts will overpower your whole meditation practice, but I really recommend looking into, do you know any apps that are good for guided meditation?
There is actually a mindfulness app. It's called Mindfulness.
Okay.
I love some apps that they use by Mind Valley Academy. They really have some really good meditation as well.
Yeah.
There's one called The Little Buddha as well, which is really great.
Yeah, I think I've used that one. But, you know, these apps, definitely, if you are looking into doing a daily meditation practice, I want to point out that the American Meditation Society, they do say the best way to start a meditation practice is 2 times a day for 20 minutes. And like I said, switch it up, have one that's guided and have one that you're laying down in your bed and you're expressing gratitude, and it doesn't have to be a constant silent retreat. You know, that's the joy of it. So don't think that you have to be silent. Don't think that you have to be, like she said, in the lotus position. It is something that is so, easily accessible to everybody. So, you know, definitely try and check it out. Thank you so much, Sanab, for coming on. You are so sweet. And it's so nice to talk to somebody that gets the benefits of meditation, where I'm not, you know,
And this is what I decided. One, to become a coach, and two, I use meditation during my coaching program. to really help people to experience it right then with me. Right. So that they can go back, and I love like recording the sessions, or so that they can go back and they can redo it by themselves, listen to the voice. But as you said, start with a guided meditation, because when you start in, there's just too much, there's just too much happening within you, or at least have an accountability partner. So that way you are like, do it with your husband on a daily basis. If you're both starting, commit to a friend. And like now with Zoom and Skype, you can Skype and meditate at the same time. We're dealing with energy. Energy is the same, and energy can travel the space. So I can be, I'm in Paris and we're talking now, you're in the US.
Yeah.
Like, and we still can be meditating together. Just get started and surround yourself with people who are on that same vibrational as well as you, who are willing to start. Like, look on YouTube, on Facebook groups or posts, like who was willing to start meditation practice. Yes. We are going to want towards the end of 2018. So I would love for you guys to make it count.
Yes.
So for the 1st of January to start, the time is now. Today is a day.
Yes, absolutely. Zineb, thank you so much again. And we will definitely be talking again, because this was, I love talking about meditation. So I love finding someone who loves talking about it as much as I do.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Erica, for this beautiful opportunity for me to share with people about meditation and mindfulness. And my last word will be, you are powerful. You're a magnificent being. Whoever is listening right now, you are where you're meant to be. Just allow yourself that 5 extra minutes a day, 20 extra minutes a day to be just with yourself.
Yes. Thank you so much.